Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's the after show. We only do one of these a week on Twitch. How about that?
Yep.
Feels not good. Bad.
Feels good. Feels refreshing. Feels like I got a boner.
Feels like home.
Yeah.
But people, you didn't poop between breaks.
I know. I didn't poop. I got I got kind of a very busy day today. I might go out back and grind some tires.
Ooh, nice. Fun.
Which I like doing. I went to the gym today, and then that'll be like, you know, a little cardio kind of deal. So, box full of gears, tighter. I might grind some modified tires today.
Alrighty.
All right, buddy. When you taking that car to Travis's?
Thursday.
Okay, perfect. Hey, we didn't talk about your teeth. Did they tell you that they look okay, far better than other places of your body?
I mean, we kind of went over it earlier, but yeah, they said it looks fine.
No, we didn't go over it earlier. You just said you didn't have any cavities. They didn't tell me if you had plaque buildup or what the fuck.
No, nothing really. I mean, they said I looked fine, and that was about it.
Did McSherry talk to you at all?
Yeah, just for a second. He was kind of busy, though.
Yeah. Did you see the girl that works the front desk? Not the one on the left, one on the right?
He doesn't see that.
No, he had his blinders on, Bubba.
He had froggles.
Hey, guys. I can't see anything. Ace would get mad at me.
If you're a boy, I could probably see you. But if you're a girl, I am not allowed to look at you one fucking bit.
Right.
How can you be that way when I'm so far the other way? I'm just asking for a friend.
Maybe it's an overcorrection.
Maybe it skips a generation.
Maybe it skips a generation. Just asking for a friend, bag full of gears. How you doing, kid?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
See you later, bye. Lummy was having somewhat of a, and I wouldn't say meltdown, but a personal conversation with himself.
Inner monologue?
Before our show started. And he was like, you're fucking stupid. You're fucking dumb. Your fucking seafood company sucks. I hate you.
Those are his morning affirmations.
Yeah, when I drive in, I say that.
When he looks in the mirror in the morning, he goes, fucking hate you, stupid fucking fat fuck.
Yeah, you fat, hairy bastard. God.
I say the same thing, Lummy.
Do you?
To myself.
Why should you? You should look at you and say, I'm fucking killing it compared to where I thought I was going to be. When you got fired from radio, you probably cried and you're probably like, radio fucking sucks and there's no available jobs and I'm going to have to go work at the Tilted Kilt or some bullshit.
I don't have any of the Tilted Kilt assets.
You got the Tilted.
Yeah.
I ain't got no titty kilts.
You know, you don't have to have titty kilts.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. You got
to work at the Tilted Kilt.
Maybe the Wing House. Those are more ass related. Hooters and Tilted Kilt is more tits related.
Okay, well, then you're going to Wing House, okay?
Yeah, but I'm old. They don't want me.
The bull fuck they wouldn't want. You got a nice ass and you're 34, 5, 6, or 7.
I will be those ages.
But I mean, look at where you are.
Yeah.
You should be driving work going.
Oh, I am. We were just joking around, you know, in mirror stuff, talking to yourself in the mirror, trying to pump yourself up for the day.
I try to not even look at myself in the mirror. I try to, like, just keep my fucking head straight ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you have Tyler's blinders on in the mirror.
No. I'm usually in my own little fucking world. I'm usually dealing with some kind of bullshit.
In your head, or?
No. Here's one thing that I don't know if I need to talk to a therapist about, but I always feel like I have 15 fucking projects.
Yep.
And I can't get them all done.
Well, it's kind of like a metaphor for how things really are at the BRN. It's constantly under construction.
That's what he means. That's what he's saying.
No, I know. But I mean, like, in his life, he feels like he has a 15 projects.
Well, he does.
Hold on now, Anna.
Yeah.
I did the last project we did. The stage is done.
Yeah.
And I got a couple more projects.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the reasons why we can keep our studio so fresh. I mean, it's this place is kind of due for a remodel.
Rejuve.
Don't you think, Blitz?
Yeah, vaginal rejuve. Yeah.
I mean, our studio pussy is loose.
Mm-hmm.
Got to tighten it up.
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
Dan and Gary.
This is going to be a very busy time for us, but I'm just trying to tread water to get through the BARP party. And then after BARP, yep. I got a whole bunch of shit I'm doing to the building.
Can I ask you a question?
Because you're Jewish?
Well, sure.
I mean, because she makes money.
Because you
that too.
Hold on.
Ask a question about money because I'm Jewish.
Go ahead.
Do you enjoy the BARP party, or is it something that you just have to get through to get to the other side?
Both.
I told her the same thing the other day.
Like,
both.
Well, here's the thing. Like, at a certain point, there's nothing you can do, right? The morning you wake up or whatever, it's the day of BARP. Everything's set. It's,
no.
What's
we're doing stuff until, like, no. As people walk through the door.
Okay. Forget that. Then say, as people walk through the door, the party has started at 7 p.m. or whatever. Do you finally say, okay, no stress, I'm going to enjoy now?
I mean, But, you know, thank God, seriously, for, like, Creatine Travis and
and
Big Red and Kevin
and
Blitz and
yes.
Lummy and Iggy and all and
they were making moves. Who kept cleaning shit up last year? Was it Travis?
Like, Blitz, thank God for those guys.
Yeah,
you know, bringing you know like Big Red's got the four bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
Kevin's bringing two. Like I mm-hmm. we couldn't do this without it being kind of
a team effort. Yeah, for sure.
At the end of the day. But once the party started, when we finally had it all set up and the fucking tents looked great
mm-hmm.
and Blitz had the TV working with the fucking ball game
woo.
And the fucking ice cream truck was here and the beer was on ice.
Yeah.
And
mom were grabbing each other's ass.
Yeah. I was just like,
fucking, yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, party. It's like, you know, fuck, that's great.
Yeah.
The only thing that I was mad about was something that me and Blitz didn't take in consideration is that was having to use the megaphone for announcements, and we are already going to have that fucking taken care of.
Right. But
so that was the only thing I was a little verklempt over.
Yeah, one time I saw you and we had like a little bit of an interaction, you seemed like you were like super loose, having a good time.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Now, you know, the subsequent, like right now we're in a really, really part, you know,
the stressful period.
Well, we're finalizing the rings and like, mm-hmm. I got to send a whole bunch of money to Canada, and every year it's a fucking shit show. Blitz will tell you, every year getting the check to Canada is a fucking shit show.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been with this ring company now 4 years. My girl's name's Orit. And I'm like, Orit, every year I do for 2-day shipping, and it takes 14, but you get the fucking check every year, like clockwork. Bam. So that's kind of the stressful area.
Elements, yeah.
By the way, Blitz, I think I'm going today or tomorrow. I think today to go tour the hotel.
Yeah, perfect.
And talk to my girl.
Yep.
And finalize the contract.
Awesome.
And they're going to give me a code for people to be able to use, a real easy one to remember.
Yeah.
So when you make your reservations online, you just put in our code.
Yeah, be easy. Be like January 16th, Bubba party for all the royalty members.
Exclamation point, happy face.
Yeah.
Backward slash.
No, I saw what you guys were talking about. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
And literally you can go on there and it's $119 a night.
That's fucking awesome.
And I
awesome.
Promise you right now, if you would go to hotels.com or something like that, that same room is what, $209?
$209 or more.
$209
or more. That's awesome savings.
So I hope everybody stays there because I told her that we'd probably do 30 to 35 rooms, which I think we'll probably exceed that.
I hope so.
And
walking distance, right?
It's 0.3 miles.
Yeah.
That's motherfucking Mike from Southwest Golf Carts is bringing two six-pass passengers and going to shuttle people back and forth.
Shuttle your ass.
So, like, you don't even have to drive. I mean, or walk.
Which I imagine many of the Bubba Army are not fans of. So it's perfect.
Well, not only that, but a lot of them may not be in the condition to walk. Correct. I mean, there are a couple ditches from here and there, and Lummy has been known to fall in a fucking ditch.
I've seen one.
3 bar parties ago, Lummy lost his wife and his and all sense of reality.
And almost his life.
When
drowned.
Tuttle G-watered him. Tuttle G'd him.
Yeah, you got G'd.
No, for real,
you got...
Tuttle G'd him.
Yeah,
it was funnier than shit. It was a payback for something, wasn't it?
No, I don't know why G-watered me.
Yeah, payback for letting him stay in your house.
I don't know.
Thanks, yeah.
He got G-watered. Next thing you know, he's in a fucking ditch over there by the Holiday Inn.
You got date raped,
waked up at 5:30.
You get date raped?
Wife is like...
Yeah, he was so disappointed he woke up and his ass wasn't sore.
Yeah. Oh, Lummy, I got some fucking question to ask you.
Oh, it's a fucking question,
hell
too.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus, you over there?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Remember when we were sitting at the apartment yesterday and she wanted to know the answer, but she made you ask the question. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And do you remember what the question was?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I could be wrong on this, but I could have swore that Lummy told me one time, you know, like a month or two ago, that on the show for a stunt way back in the day that he got pegged by a black guy.
And I'm like,
I never said that.
Oh, okay, well, and maybe I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, maybe I took that wrong.
That was just a dream Tyler had.
Jeez, Tyler.
So hold on. So he asked me this. I'm eating some shit, and him, him and his girl over at the fucking apartment, and I'm sitting there, and they come to the island, and they're like, and then Tyler asked me this shit, and I go,
how you call him Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that's what I call them. They come in here. I go. What do you two fucks want? And they're like,
Tyler, ask him, Tyler.
Yeah, and so Tyler fucking asked me this question, and I go, "Are you fucking R? Are you fucking kidding me? No, I said I think his wife pegs him."
That never happened on the show, Tyler. Where'd you hear that from?
I don't know. I could have sworn he told me that, but I guess it was my fault then. I guess I heard it wrong or something.
It's a black dildo. It's not an actual black guy.
How about Damien? Okay. How about Damon, the Matt Riddle manager, coming through?
Daniel?
Where the fuck is Damon?
Daniel Rose.
Daniel, my brother.
You always have called him Damien.
How about Daniel? The manager for Matt Riddle coming through with hockey tickets for my son and his girl and Lummy. And now, Lummy, who you taking?
I thought it was Dan.
Well, Dr. Dan's got to see if he's...
Listen, he only said he wanted to go to make it look good on the show. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker don't want to go.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, I said the same shit.
So who are you going to take?
Blitz says the same shit.
Yeah.
Maybe Blitz.
Now, is Napa Mike coming in to scan my head?
Sure is.
Yeah.
And can we make this as carefree as no, by the way, Napa Mike, I'm so thankful. So to answer your question, Tyler, no, he's not been butt fucked or pegged by a black guy or anybody for that matter.
Yeah, at least not on the air.
On the show. Have you, Lummy? I don't think.
No. The only thing I can think of is that 25 chased me one time with a
dildo.
Yeah.
But he never got it in.
No.
Yeah. There you go, Tyler.
My bad.
Yeah,
you're bad. I'm not trying to be unthankful or nothing, and I'm so appreciative of Napa Mike with this technology that he has. He's a very smart man. But, like, can he just, like, take a fucking picture of my head and scan it up, Willie?
I believe so.
Or do I got to, like, sit, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
You got to sit still for at least 35 minutes.
Oh.
You can't move. If you blink or anything, it screws up. They got to start over from zero.
Are you fucking kidding?
Well, tape your eyes open.
Say you're sorry and that's not true.
I think it is.
Okay.
No blinking.
Not doing any of that shit.
No blinking, Daniel.
All right. So this is Howard talking.
He sends me this ring.
So just to set it to.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's this big, giant Super Bowl ring.
Hold on.
Beforehand, he's like playing music, and he kind of says, like, Bubba sent me this ring. He said it like three times, but I cut that out because there's music playing and stuff.
Right, right,
and
right, right.
He doesn't really say anything else.
So he sends me this ring.
So I sent Howard a Bubba Army ring.
Yep.
And I said, this is probably, I said, Howard, this is probably stupid to you, but we hand these out to our biggest supporters.
Yeah, he says that.
Of our show.
He says he emailed you back and forth about it.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's this big, giant Super Bowl ring encrusted with diamonds. I mean, they're not real diamonds, but, you know, encrusted with diamonds and rubies. And it says...
I did tell Howard that. They're not real.
He says that,
Bubba
too.
Bubba Army on it. And then on the sides, it says Bubba Army and it says Howard. It's got all kind of writing on it because it's the size of a billboard.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, I think Bubba proposed to me, and I don't even, or he knighted me or something. I go, wow. So, you know, I had to write back to, I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing. So I wrote him, I go, Bubba, I'm very honored you would send this to me, and it's so beautiful, and I don't know.
Why are you saying that?
Well, come on, he's such a nice guy. And I go, I guess I'm a captain in the Bubba Army now, and you know, with this big ring. And so I was so nice about it that he wrote me back. He goes, you know, they're not real diamonds. I think he thought that. I thought it was like...
Yes, he thought you really went all out for, or thinking you thought he went really all out for you and bought you diamonds.
Yeah. I should have brought it. You know what? Tomorrow I'll bring it. I would run up and get it now.
Yeah, I want to see
it. I would run up and get it, but, you know, I live.
But is he selling those to people?
They always know I got some clips. Robin knows I've already got some fucking shakedown going on.
Yep.
So I wrote him and I go, hey, this is beautiful. And he goes, listen, man, it's not real diamonds. I just want you to know. He goes, and I'm not even, I think Bubba lives in a van now, you know? So.
I actually think this is funnier than shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we should put this up.
I think he's doing the van. So I'm like, Bubba, this is a very expensive thing. He goes, no. This is something we give to sponsors and people who are, you know, friends of the show. And I wanted you to have it. And I was like, oh, I'm very honored. Thank you. But, I said to my wife afterwards, what the, you know.
Where do you wear this?
Yeah, where, I mean.
Well, you can't wear it anywhere, be honest with you.
Do with this thing. First of all, it doesn't even fit my finger. It's huge. Like,
it sounds like Blitzy's all fucking tore up about it.
I know.
So I'm probably, I guess, I was thinking like Beth said, you know, maybe give it to somebody. I said, well, maybe I'll give it to Ronnie, but it says Howard on it. I mean, Ronnie eats that shit.
Well, no, like, Ronnie's got one too.
Oh, he brings that up too. Howard likes it until he knows Ronnie has one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bone driver.
Then Ronnie's wearing it.
Oh, you got it. You have a Bubba ring too, Ronnie?
Yeah, I have one.
That almost makes it funnier.
So it's not too special. What did you do with it? Oh, you have it. Oh, yeah. Let me see yours. Yeah.
Listen, Blitz, these motherfuckers may think I'm getting clowned, but it's brand awareness on Howard's deal.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
When did you get it?
Last week.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that thing?
I don't know. I put it on. It looks weird. It takes up the whole hand.
I know. It looks like a bracelet.
Yeah, look at it.
What does yours say? Like, what does it say on the diamonds? What does that say? Bubba Army, right?
It says Bubba Army, and then it says, there's a picture of a microphone, and it says royalty on one side.
Right.
And then on the other side, it has my name.
Yeah, okay. Dude, is that your headshot hanging up behind
Look
you?
Look at how big that thing is.
It's fucking huge. Yeah,
it's a giant ring. I don't know. You going to save it, Ron? I mean, I think I'm going to throw mine out.
No, I hate to say it. Of course I'm going to.
You throw it away.
I think I might want that drop right here. Hold on. I think I want this drop right here. Hold on a second.
Ron, I mean, I think I'm going to throw mine out.
No,
I hate to say it.
Of course I'm going to keep it.
Well, what do you do with it?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like,
I mean, this is better than Howard's bullshit COVID and politics talking.
Right. Oh, yeah.
At least this is old Howard.
I got a whole... I used to get stuff like this from people all the time, and I created an archive, as I've said. Now I'm paying a fortune for, you know, I've got like 10 million things like the Bubba ring in this. So I'm cleaning out. Jason's going to, I'm going to give away most of the stuff to the audience.
So like, give away the Bubba ring, though.
Yeah, give it to some fucking guy.
Well, Bubba might be upset about that. I don't want to. I think I'm going steady with him now, so I don't want
to. I'm actually going to email Blitz and say I heard you talk and it was fucking brilliant, buddy. Yeah.
How much do you think he paid for that?
He goes, it's not very expensive. Don't worry about it. So I was just like,
well, actually, I mean, not expensive by his standards, right? But they are pretty expensive.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like they're, I mean, you know, they are pretty.
Yeah, they're not $20. I mean, they're expensive.
I mean, you know, it's a $40,000-$50,000 fucking deal.
Yeah,
because I think he thought that I was way more impressed with this ring than I should be. Did you write Bubba and say, hey, what's the story on this ring?
No, I just wrote him and I said, thank you. And that was it.
What are you going to, I mean.
But he's tore the fuck up over this ring.
I know. I don't know.
That's what I mean. No one knows what to do with the ring.
It's like a showpiece. I guess it's like a showpiece, kind of.
If you live in an insane asylum.
You live in an insane asylum.
I mean, that's on
I don't know.
I mean, Anna.
That's on brand.
How many guys, how many radio personalities have Howard
fucking zero?
Talking 31 minutes about him?
No.
I mean, I was impressed that he sent me one. You know,
who are you
going
to show it to?
Everything?
I know it's a showpiece, but who are you going to show it to?
I don't know.
I guess if you
ever
have another.
Where are you going to put it that people will talk about it and say, what's that?
Yeah, you got to mount it.
Sit it out on the table or something. I don't know.
These fucking guys don't have any idea.
This is another threesome over at Ronnie's place. He can whip that out and show the girls.
All right, so here's the second part.
He goes on to talk about, like, Ronnie has stuff behind him. So, like, yeah. It's
you know
up.
What I think I'm going to do? I got so much shit in storage, like tchotchkes and things. I'm just going to wrap it up and send it to Bubba. Say, hey, I want you to have these things.
That's awesome.
I mean, at least you could tell, like, we're boys. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'll empty out that whole storage
facility. Send him some of your junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you went on a different topic. And
I'll send him all my
hanging on the wall.
What's that, Lemmy?
He went on a different topic and then went back to talking about you.
So I'm just going to, I got to go. You know what? I made a vow. I'm going to go through 20 items a day. Either throw them out or give them to the audience or send them to Bubba.
Can I open those packages?
Yeah.
I want to open those packages.
Can you imagine if we got a package from Howard Stern?
Oh, my God. That'd be insane.
Anna would love that.
Even if it's his junk, that would be insane.
It's his tchotchkes or his tchotchkes.
If he really did wrap up 20 items and send them, Anna would love it.
Oh, fuck. You'd be full whap, would you not?
Yes.
She would.
Blitz might get head for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, Blitz really might get head for that. Seriously.
I'm going to email Howard myself.
Dear Howard, I work for Bubba. Can you just send us anything? Like a fucking trinket or two? I got head on the line.
I'm actually going to wrap stuff up around here and just say it's from Howard.
Yeah. I know his address. I'll give you the return address so it looks official, okay, right. Blitz?
Well, I was going to say, now you have to add Bubba's ring, which is pretty hefty, into the pile.
Do you want it?
No.
No! That was a definitive no.
Put it on that shelf behind you.
That is so crazy. It's from knuckle to knuckle. It's so
it is. They're fucking huge.
Yeah. Can imagine, Ronnie's got a bigger hand than me. You should see my.
Yeah.
You should see it on me.
So anyway, I Blitz, when you said it wasn't very favorable, I think it couldn't have been any fucking funnier.
So oh, this is this year's ring?
No, that's.
Oh, that you sent him? It was last year?
Yeah.
He got that ring, right?
Yep.
And I'm not sending him another one.
No. Yeah.
Does Ronnie get one?
No. I got a certain amount of people that once you get one.
One and done.
Then you're out of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's people like Sumo and Larry Plummer and Wags and, Gooch that get them every year.
Right.
I'm just trying to, now that we have the list, Blitz, I could actually go through and look at the guys that get them every year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a lot, is there?
Not a lot. There's a few.
They get them every year. And then, of course, the people that qualify and the royalty.
Yeah.
Now, when is Napa Mike coming?
10:45.
And how long is this head scan going to take?
He said it only takes about 5 minutes.
Like, do I got to sit here with my headphones off and he's going to scan me up?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Well, how am I going to be able to do a show with no headphones?
Well, I mean, write down everything that Blitz says bad about you in that 5 minutes.
Oh, he better have a lot of ink.
Oh, boy.
Or do we just say goodbye?
No.
No, I mean, we've done a quite impressive show so far today.
10:45 is in 6 minutes.
Blitz, I think that we should have Jackson, you know, make that a segment of Bubba breaks down Howard's talk of, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And get it up. If we can. So Napa Mike has the 3D printing capabilities. Is he no longer a Napa guy, or is he still a Napa guy?
No, he still is.
Does he run the Napa 3D printing division?
Of course, he's got a couple printers, so we're definitely
couple 3D printers.
Yep,
and he's going to be in here. He's going to scan my head.
Yep,
and then he's going to go and take this data home and print me out a Bubba bust, which we will then be able to look at to see how good or bad it is. To see if that's indeed
what we want to go with.
Which
there's an app that he sent that I got to send to all the Hall of Famers.
All the Hall of Famers. Yeah. Now, do you have a list of Hall of Famers?
Yes, I do.
No. What if you don't like the bust? Does he have to come in and do it again?
I don't know.
Like, what if like one eye's open and the other eye's like, whoa.
Well, we haven't talked about it. We have not.
Oh, Bubba's got a lazy eye. We've not
talked about it sucking.
Can you trim my neck down?
We've not talked about, you know, we're assuming that the Napa Mike bust is going to be fucking perfect, but what if it's horrible?
Right, that's what we need to see now. About.
So I got Hall of Fame, Bubba Light, Scout and Big Gulp, Airtight Ski Pole, Iggy, Scott Landers, Todd McCabe, Shivering Niz, Bivs, Niz, Wiz, Sizz, Biz, His, Kenny Price, Unsavory, Heather Wizzy, Jamie from Northern AC, and Elwood.
Oh, shout out to him. He's coming by my place later today to help me with my AC issues.
Oh, Jamie?
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
Now, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Don't you live in an apartment complex?
Yeah.
Well, aren't they responsible for your AC?
I was going to call them later today when
hold
I got
the fuck
home
on.
Anyways.
You're going to bring my boy in on a fucking a service call Jones.
Yeah, why would
when
you do that?
When that should be your apartment complex's fucking
right.
deal. I'm going to have to override this shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to pay him to put an air handler in, and he's going to see yours at an apartment?
Yeah.
Well, our apartment complex has looked at our stuff before, and my electricity bill's still out of the fucking control.
Don't turn the air down so low.
Blitz, can you help me with this? Like, that's a little bit of wasting our friendship and natural resources of our guy.
It really is.
Blitz, help me set it up!
Yeah, I set it up for her.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really, Blitz?
Yeah.
You're a dick.
Bubba.
What?
Her fucking power bill at her apartment, $300 a month.
What's her air at every day?
Like 74.
All day? Every day?
Well, probably, no. At night, we do 68.
She sent me a picture of it, Bubba. Her fucking coils are nothing but clogged. It's like there's no air can get through it.
But I understand that. But, like, why doesn't, you know...
The apartment handle it?
Yeah.
You know, We've asked them to come by before, and they don't do fucking shit. They just give us a new filter.
I'll tell you what the fuck you should do.
Okay, tell me.
Blitz, you want to hear this?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would really like for everybody to highly consider this.
Okay.
Is I would have Jamie fix it and write a bill as if how much it would cost to fix and walk it right into the fucking apartment complex and say, I have asked for I don't know how long now for you guys to fix my fucking deal, and you haven't, so I had a reputable AC company do it. And this is a fucking bill.
Because you know what they do. They come in with a fucking little brush and they're like, oh, they just brush what you can see probably.
Right.
And like, oh, it's clean.
They give us a new filter.
And say, you know what? And if and maybe the call would have, maybe Jamie would have, maybe it's a $150 call or whatever the fuck it is. You know, Jamie's not going to charge you, of course. But he writes you up a bill, Blitz, and you take that right off the fucking rent.
Yeah.
Be like, listen, I've asked you guys to remedy this for a long time. And then you have a fucking little Diaco legal fucking letter kicker. There.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
That could be fun.
You know what I'm saying, Blitz? Yeah. You're like, oh, you want to get fucking cute with this?
Like, oh, there was mold in there.
Yeah, we'll do a black mold fucking chaser.
Right.
Respiratory fucking problems.
Napa Mike's walking in.
Napa Mike's walking in. Now, is he going to scan my head?
I think so.
Napa Mike, how you doing?
Hello.
Tell him to get on Dan.
Is that you, Jesus?
Hold on. Lummy, can you take Dan's mic off and the headphones?
Here, I got it.
All right, yeah, Anna can do it. Thank you.
Now, Napa Mike, is this pain-free?
I hope so.
Yes, it's completely
pain-free.
Can you turn Dan's mic off?
I got... Oh, turn his mic off. Okay, I got to turn Dan's mic off. Of course, we didn't.
Yeah, that's my bad. I'm sorry.
Now, tell me when you got it plugged in, Anna.
Not yet. I'll let you know.
You want the samples up there with you?
Not yet.
All right. He brought some test
busts. We got to do a pre-interview, Mike. We just don't, you know... Gotta warm the motor up a little bit here.
The motor.
I'm straight on the gas.
Let me know when.
What's up, Ben Beck? Anna's,
Anna's fucking R.
No, she's got it. Go ahead. You can turn it on.
All right, Mike, you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
All right, he's there.
He's sitting down.
He's sitting down too. You gotta go get him on camera.
So he's on camera. Him. He's on.
Perfect. So, Mike, is that the size of the head that you're thinking about giving me?
Yeah. So this is the size.
The
about...
head you're giving me.
you said you wanted about 8 to 9 inches of head, right? So this is what we're doing.
Well, that's pretty. The one that you got right there is pretty nice.
Yeah. So this is just a sample of one that I did for a crew for Gasparilla.
Oh, nice.
Can you hand it to Anna and send it up here real fast?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So you'll see it actually has a little default
that
in it.
That actually is perfect. Way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
Now, but Mike, I know you're cool as fuck to get me some parts and some brakes and shit, but I didn't know that you could pull some shit like this off.
Oh, yeah. I'm total nerd along with the car stuff as well, so I do a little bit of everything.
Now, this has got a little defect like on his chin deal.
Yeah, so what you see there is I was using a test filament, and that actually is a second filament, so when I was putting it on, it shifted a little bit, but we use a whole roll on a fresh one, it won't have that issue.
Wow.
And they do a gold roll, right?
Can yeah, you put I it up to your face?
I actually went ahead and ordered the gold filament because I figured Dr. Dan would have to be done in gold, and there was no other choice other than that.
This is, now who's this guy?
That's actually one of my coworkers that is on one of the crews for Gasparilla. So I scanned his face. That was actually my old scanner. That was like $200. My new one's almost $1,000.
Wow.
So it'd even be better than this shit?
Oh, way better than that.
Oh, even wow. Detailed. And then we gold it?
Well, no, the filament itself is actually gold. So when you print it, it will come out gold.
And Blitz, we can actually, if you didn't do the back of the head, Mike, and you just did this, then you could put it against the wall like that. You know, like, boom.
And that's what I thought. That's why I brought you that one specifically. So that way you wouldn't have to figure out putting it on a pedestal and somebody knocking it over.
Right,
that
and not only that, but you're saving all that material, too, and time.
Oh, absolutely,
You're just doing the front, you know, from the ears on forward.
Plus it makes it easier to hang.
Right.
Yep.
And I have an idea what I'm doing with them, too. I just haven't told anybody. Only Blitz can know. I got to tell Blitz here in a minute what I'm going to do with them.
So if you can imagine,
this is far cooler than I fucking thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be job.
Well, so you can actually see... This is one that I'm doing. If you remember, seen the movie The Joker.
Yeah, are you gonna wear that?
No, this is too heavy. It'll just be a display.
Why couldn't you wear that though? Oh, and scare somebody.
You probably could.
Can you put it on?
Yeah, I mean,
let me put it on and paint it fucking and scare the kids. Oh yeah, Lummy, you need to roll down there like. That little Wilbur thinks he's being raised by a fucking monkey.
Now, is the one Bubba has? Is that PLA?
That is PLA, yep.
What does that mean? I hate when Blitz uses
I know,
shit.
Trying to be all
go ahead,
fucking
Blitz.
Fancy.
Anna, can you help me out there?
I don't know what PLA means. Yeah, I know what the PLO is.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You don't know PLA?
Blitz is always doing some shit like, hey, is that a fucking
plastic
500,
400, motivation assailant.
Blitz, what's PLA?
It's a type of, it's the filament used.
It's a plant-based plastic is what it is. So it's actually
Anna,
completely.
Can you?
Plant-based.
Yeah, so it's completely biodegradable.
It's vegan.
Yeah, you can't eat it, though.
So you're saying that we don't even have to paint it gold because the material is going to be gold.
Correct, yeah. So you
for
can get
real?
Like, yeah, you can get it where it looks like marble. It looks like gold,
ooh,
silver, black, whatever you want.
Now, Mike,
so.
First of all, I'm fucking sold. Like, I don't even know that you have to do my head if you don't want to. Because if this one that you're sending me here is not even that good of one, and things have gotten a lot better. This is fucking good enough. I mean, like, this is good as shit.
Yeah, that's one I did like 2 years ago with my old scanner, my old printer. I have probably about $3,000 to $4,000 tied up in printers and scanners
that.
Now. So.
I mean, if you don't want to scan me, you don't have to. I'm sold. We just need to get, how do we get a hold of the people that are, you know, the Bubba Lights, Scout and Big Gulp, Airtight Ski Pole, Iggy, Scott Landers, Todd McCabe, Shivering Business, Kiz Wiz Wiz, Kenny Price, Unsavory, Heather Wiz, Jamie Northern Heat, and then Elwood. Elwood's dead.
Elwood's a pitcher, probably.
So what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Mike, with Elwood?
So with Elwood, if I can get a pitcher, I could probably just like curve the face over somebody else's face and maybe make it work that way. I mean, it won't be an exact replica of him, but it'll be kind of close. I don't know. That will be a challenge.
Maybe I can
itself.
Just give you a picture of a grater. You can just put a big fucking grater in there.
Could do that as well.
But like, how do we get the other ones?
I got it. I got the app I was telling you about, and I'm sending them to everyone.
All
like,
right.
That
so
to
they
do.
The app, and then the app scans the face, and then you get that data to Mike.
Yep.
And Mike starts whittling the fuck away.
Yep.
Mike, how long does it take, you know, for the new ones? How long does it take for it? 10 hours?
It's probably between 15 and 20 hours. It just depends on how detailed it gets.
Now, do you just set it and forget it like a Ronco? It's like,
yeah, pretty much. So if you were to put that thing face down with the opening, like laying on your desk.
Yeah, like this?
That's how it prints. It actually prints from the hollow part up. So one layer at a time.
But this is far better than I thought it was going to be, some rinky-dink shit. And Mike, nothing against you, buddy. I'm just saying, I don't know a lot about this stuff.
Right.
And to be honest, it's not common knowledge stuff. It's like there's literally like groups upon
what
groups.
What about a vagina? If you took a fucking scan of a vagina, could you, you know, one all hollowed out and
let's
shit?
Find out.
I
let's
can pop it back and use it for a
we can do it right
pussy.
Now. Here we go. We could do one maybe of a penis, so you can put the two together if that's what it takes.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm looking for a penis one. I have no use for a penis, but I'd fuck the shit out of a 3D pocket pussy.
Well, they do make material that is
flesh-like?
That is flesh-like, yeah. It's called TPU. It's actually like the same stuff that you use on your cell phone, like to put around your cell phone, the plastic
cases. Oh, the silicone? This?
Yep. Yeah, it's TPU. Oh, nice. So they make soft material like that as well.
And you can fuck that?
I guess you can fuck just about anything, can't you?
Well, yeah. I guess people fuck.
Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
People fuck. Everything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
Yeah, that's what Kevin Hazlett says.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Mike.
Would you break it?
No, it's a little flim-flammy. I'm pushing on it hard and stuff.
I've already broke it.
No, if you break this, I didn't break this one. Fuck off. Anna, come get this.
Yes, sir.
This guy.
Come get this head.
Yeah, Anna, don't break it either on the way back.
And so, Mike, with the new ones, they're not going to have that pasted on chin looking shit, right?
No, it'll be one solid piece.
This was a fuck up.
That was a test model, so it actually is two different filaments. That's why it's two different colors like that. Even
that now,
the
so
other one
bad.
You have, what's that made out of?
This is PLA as well.
Oh, okay.
But it's done much thicker, so it can be done as a display.
Because it's multicolor, it looks like.
Well, I actually I primed it.
Oh, that
it
one
and
looks cooler.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
The monkey head.
So if you look at like. If you take that one, you're going to feel how much heavier it is. Because
Anna,
it's a
put
thicker...
the monkey head on once. And
she's bringing it to you.
I don't want it. I want you to put it on.
Yeah, Anna, what's your little peanut head?
Your little peanut head will fit right in there. When Blitz is fucking you, you could be a monkey.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Blitz, you want to fuck a monkey?
Joker. I mean, yeah.
You want to fuck the Joker? Oh, look at that, Anna.
It's like an upgrade.
Put that on your Twitter or on your Twitch or your fucking Bumble or whatever
nice.
The fuck
that's
you
nice. That's
I'm
that's
sure people
nice.
Are saying it's an improvement or something. On
No,
on
it's not an improvement.
No one said it's an upgrade.
Jerk.
Yeah, nobody said it's an upgrade.
I'm not even reading chat, but I already know what they're going to say.
Little punk.
It's hotter than Anna's real boobs.
No, it's an upgrade. Well,
hey, can you?
I beat her to it.
Can you whittle out some 3D tits for her, Mike?
Sure, absolutely. We could,
yeah,
we
can
scan,
get some knocks?
We could scan Janessa's and just put some on her instead.
Oh, perfect.
There you go. Fuck yeah.
That's great.
So, Mike, if we can, will you do this for us?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so very much. You're going to end up saving the day.
I can tell you, Grouper Lips said he was going to help on this as well. So if he's got a scanner, he's got a printer he thinks can do it. So
well, but hold on now. What if his printer's not the same as your printer, and some of them are cool and some of them are fucked up?
Right. Half of them are yellow and half are gold.
I mean, Mike, we got plenty of time.
All right, I'm just making
sure. I mean,
sure.
We only got, let me see, 11 times 10 hours. That's what?
Well, it's one a day.
It's one a day, basically. Yeah.
Well, we got so much time. It's fucking.
We got so many
well,
days.
It just makes it better because Grouper Lips and him have been talking, and Grouper Lips has four, and he did buy the gold stuff
well,
too.
Well, now
I
does
guess.
Grouper Lips have as good a shit as you do, Mike?
He has. I know he has the same brand as I do, the Creality printers, which are kind of top of the line for home use.
Nothing against Grouper Lips. I just want to make sure it's uniform, and if indeed your shit's as good as Mike, and Mike shit's as good as yours, and then yeah, then we can do it.
Have a fucking print off.
Yeah, Mike does five, you do six, or Mike does six, you do five, whatever the shit is going on.
Sounds good.
Mike, Napa Mike, thank you, my friend. We're getting every, I mean, you can, I'm getting ready to end the show. If you can hang out and say goodbye to everybody with us if you like.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
I got to go
you.
Grind some tires and take a poop. That's all I got
can
going on.
Can we scan
on.
Your poop?
Yeah.
I wish you could scan the, remember the chocolate Superman?
Yeah.
Was that the one that was like 18 inches long?
Yes. Yeah. It's called the chocolate Superman, and it's the
maybe
greatest.
Maybe you take a picture this of it you have and make it three right now.
Legendary.
It's the greatest ever.
It takes three rolls of filament.
It's the greatest ever. Let's let me know if we can get that pro booster deal up. If Jackson's working on that.
Yeah.
Mike, I got to tell you, I am so fucking happy that it's just like, I mean, you know, I don't know anything about 3D printing so well. I'm like, I thought it was going to be, you know, jobber, but That's really quite nice.
And I hate to say it, that one is jobber. I mean, it will be much better than what you see there.
We'll have to be, doing a big ceremony for you, the making of the busts.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe next year you might have to be in the Hall of Fame just because you're the one that makes the motherfucking busts. That's what I'm thinking, Blitz, right?
Maybe down the road.
He might hold us up.
You're welcome, Riz Hood.
Blitz, he might say, you know what? Fuck you and your bust unless I get in.
Exactly.
Strong arm my shit. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank
Anytime,
you, Mike.
Bubba. Thank you.